another series of statewide elections in New York, and another Democratic sweep. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, with a 2-to-1 voter registration margin in New York, mainly thanks to New York City, it's clear the GOP has a steep hill to climb.
Onondaga County Republican Party Chair Tom Daty pondered the future of the state GOP as votes were being tallied election night.
If we don't win anything tonight, we need to change how we do things at the state level.
And they didn't win. Democrats swept statewide seats for governor, attorney general, controller, and U.S. Senate. Republicans facing them were barely able to get one out of every three voters to fill in the dot on the ballot for a GOP candidate. What's a party to do? Daty wouldn't get into specifics about what changes need to be made, but outgoing State Senator John DeFrancisco says it all starts with making people believe you can win. He cites the example of the Business Council of New York State supporting Andrew Cuomo for governor.
Cuomo has not been good for business in the state of New York, and they endorsed him. So it's almost like people believe that someone's going to win, therefore they play both ends of the stick. You got to get people to believe you can win, and if they believe and they have an alternative, I think that could change.
The last Republican elected to statewide office was George Pataki, who won the race for governor in 2002. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.